This is Dairy Radio Now, Feed Form Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form. And our topic is going to be meta-analysis on 3-NOP in lactation. For our listeners, 3-NOP is one of the methane-suppressing heat additives being fed and utilized here in the United States, Canada, and Europe. This was pulled together by the Penn State teams led by Dr. Histoff at Penn State University. They looked at such things as dose, the diet, the length of the 3-NOP in the program. 21 different studies, 48 different treatments evaluated in this study that occurred between 2014 and 2024. The interesting comments, when you look at the meta-analysis, that there was a decrease in dry matter intake of about 1.7 pounds per day when being fed. Milk production also went down about 1 pound per day in these cows. However, we went to energy-corrected milk. It only went down to 0.6 pounds because of the increase in butterfat tests in these various studies. Because of these changes in dry matter and milk, the feed efficiency did increase by 0.05 hundredths per pound of energy-corrected milk per pound of dry matter intake. As mentioned earlier, the butterfat test did go up about a tenth of a percent point here, and of course that has some economic values in today's milk market. There was a slight increase in milk protein by 0.02%, not statistically significant, and there was a slight increase in milk urea nitrogen to about 0.6 milligrams per deciliter in the milk. As we increased the dosage of the 3-NOP product, there was a decrease in dry matter intake and a slight increase in milk fat and milk urea nitrogen. As we increased the NDF, which would be the fiber levels in the diet, that also lowered dry matter intake and milk and fat responses. If we increase protein, that would lessen the negative effects it would have on milk production on the cows and would also have some impact on milk urea nitrogen. They also had 6 different additional studies in the meta-analysis based on rumen fermentation. In other words, they had cannulated cows in these studies in the research, and there was an impact on total VFA production, a decrease in the acetate to propionate ratio. And that is because there was an increase in propionic acid in the rumen and butyrate levels, which is not surprising if you look at several of the other additives used in various studies available here in the U.S. as well. So our take-home message is that if we use the 3-NOP, there can be a slight impact negative on dry matter intake and total milk yields, but there could be an increase in milk fat, which could help defray some of the cost of the product itself. There is a shift in rumen fermentation, which is how most of these feed additives are working now that are being utilized on dairy farms. Of course, the take-home message will be, what's the economics? What does it cost to put in, and what are the responses? Because certainly farmers are not going to take a negative response in terms of putting this feed additive in as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
With corn planted acreage for this season expected to be up over 3 million acres, how does that translate into USDA balance sheet projections? Economist Aaron Ates at this year's USDA Ag Outlook Forum started with,
we utilize a weather-adjusted trend model, giving us a boost in yields to 181 bushels per acre.
That's behind a forecasted production record of over 15.5 billion bushels, up 5%. From the prior year.
Year over year, that gives us an increase in harvested area. And if these forecasts are realized, we will have record supplies of corn in 25-26.
With corn supplies distributed between feed and residuals, domestic ethanol production, and exports within the supply and demand ledger. Even so,
our balance sheet estimates do have supply outpacing demand, and as a result, our ending stocks are expected to grow in 25-26.
With stocks-to-use ratio for corn also expected to increase from the previous season. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The Trump tariff tit-for-tat war was the main topic at StoneX Annual Outlook Conference in Nashville. Broker Dave Krasowski will talk with Lee Milkey about it on our Milkey Monday. And if you missed a show, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.